So great to be learning together. The tshuva of the week for women at Sharei Ora. And the issue that I'd like to clarify is the beginning of Parashat Tazria. There's a lot of confusion about this matter. And that is this concept of Dam Tohar, of permissible blood. Now, we know the Dam Nida, of course, is Asur. We have that in next week's Parashat Metzorah, a week from this. We'll be reading a week from this Shabbat. But the beginning of Tazria introduces a very interesting halakha regarding a yolet, a woman who gave birth, that there's a concept of dam tohar, and I'm going to simplify it, that if a woman already did the shiva nikiyim and she went, she stopped bleeding, did shiva nikiyim, hefsek daran, shiva nikiyim, went to the mikveh, and then, and for a certain period of time, any bleeding after that would be permissible. That would be tahor, dam tahor. That's dam tohar, demei taharan, that we find in the Chumash. It's a perplexing topic for many. And the minhag is, lemaaseh, the Rambam already writes this, the minhag has already been since the time of the Geonim, that we are machmir, that we are strict about this. And we do not rely on this leniency, even though the Torah says explicitly it is mutar. It'll just lead to confusion. So let's just set forth the Torah rules. Torah rules are that if a woman has a baby boy, she has the first 7 days the dam is considered to be tameh, but from 8th day for 33 days afterwards, so from day 8 till day 40, it'll be Dmei Tohara, it'll be Dam Tohar. So that's really not going to be so practical, because it's hard to imagine a woman that's going to be, it's rare that a woman's going to, postpartum is going to be able to get a Hefsek Tahara, Shiva Nikiyim, go to the mikveh within 40 days of the Tefillah. So that's in most situations, once in a while that happens. But, it's not going to happen so much. Now, anyway, I want to stress the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, right? And this is accepted Sfaradim, Ashkenazim. It's considered that we are machmir, that we are strict on this, and that and we say that even dam tohar is considered to be tameh. Just saying this, according to Oraita, if the woman has done hefsek tahara, shiva nikiyim, gone to the mikvah, and then sees blood, and then ends with between days eight and day 40 of the birth, then after the birth, then she would be tahor. But the minhag is to consider it tameh. That's not going to happen so much for a girl. It could actually be much more. It could be much longer. For 14 days after birth, it's considered to be tameh, says the Torah. But from days 15 till day 80. Postpartum, that is considered to be dam tohar. That actually can come up, and that does come up, but midoraita, Torah level law is permissible. However, the minhag, this is the time of the Geonim, we're talking at least 1,000 years, is considered to be asur. That's considered to be forbidden. Now, does this have any ramifications for us today? So, surprisingly, the answer actually is yes. It actually can be halakha lama'aseh. Here's the following situation, because it's important to know that in the case of the dam tohar, we are machmir, we are strict. However, one could be more lenient in the case of safek, in the case of being in doubt. Now, here's a situation that came up. Well, I had a student whose wife had a very questionable issue whether it's considered to be nida, whether it's not considered to be nida, without getting into the details of what that particular question was. And the Talmid posed this question to Rav Mordechai Willig, who was strict about this matter. And the wife was very upset. The Talmid called me, his wife was very upset. He didn't think he should have been strict about this. He felt he should have been lenient. And then the Talmid calling me and saying his wife was so upset, what is he going to do? So I said to him, "What do you expect from me? I'm not gonna. I can't overrule the ruling of another Rav. Kol Shekein, it's a psak of a very great Rav. We can't ignore that. So I can't overrule that. So certainly, if Rav Mordechai Willig was my Rav, infinitely higher level than I, how in the world can I be lenient about it?" But then all of a sudden, as we were talking, I realized, oh my goodness. I'd forgotten that his wife just gave birth to a girl, and that this question came up between days 15 and 80. And then I said to him, "Hey, wait! Did you ask your wife? I'm sorry. Did you tell Rabbi Willig that your wife was in time of Dam Torah, just had a girl? And this question, this safek question, she had done hefsek Torah. She did shiva nikiyim. She went to the mikveh, and this question came up after 2 days after she went to the mikveh, and it happened to be on day 54, if I remember correctly. In that case, certainly within the Dam Torah, before day 80, that she had gone to the she already gone to the mikveh. She already done everything that needed to be done, but she was so. This question, it was a case of safek. It's not sure. So if you're telling on a Torah level prohibition, you have to be strict. But here we're talking about the minhag, not to rely on Dam Torah, is a minhag. It's a minhag. It's a custom of the time of the Geonim. In case of not being sure, you could be lenient. So I said, go back to Rabbi Willig and tell him that this is a question of Dam Torah. I called Rabbi Willig, and Rabbi Willig said, yeah, okay, that's the case. So you could be lenient. So she was lenient. So again, we are strict. I want to be absolutely clear. We are strict about Dam Torah. However, in case of Safek, with the guidance of a very great Rav, there's room to be lenient. So you have to be very, very careful about this. You have to ask a posek for a psak halacha. But it's important to give the information to the posek. It's important to be aware of this halacha of Dam Torah. This was right at the beginning of a parashat Tazria. Give that prerogative, provide accurate and full information to the posek so the posek can give a proper psak halacha, a proper halachic ruling. Wishing everybody a great day.